Kesäseuroissa on erillisiä työvuorolaisten ja puhujien ruokaloita, joilla varmistetaan, että virtaa riittää myös työvuoron aikana työvuoron tekijöille. Ja tässä Kuulumisia kentältä -ohjelmassa mä oon täällä puhujien ruokalassa haastattelemassa amerikkalaista puhujaa ja hänen vaimoaan. Marvin Corinne Wittenberg, is it your first time in Finland?
Yeah, this is Marv. It has been my first trip to Finland, and it's been an amazing experience.
This is my second time here. I was here 10 years ago for my brother's wedding.
So how long is this trip, and how's it been in general?
Yeah, this is our 3-week trip. It's been good. We started with the services there in Jämsä, followed by Ranua and now Reisjärvi for the Opisto services. And then in between, we also served in Vaasa and Parkano.
So where in the United States do you live?
Seattle, Washington, actually northeast of Seattle, a little bit in Monroe, Washington.
Do you have a church there?
Currently, we don't. Our church was sadly burned in an arson fire nearly 3 years ago in August, but God has still blessed us as a congregation, and we've been able to purchase property nearby, closer to the center of the congregation, and we are in the process to get the building permits to build a new church. And we pray for God's blessings yet in that endeavor.
How does the Finnish way of life appear to you? Is there anything new to you in that?
It's been interesting to observe. When we've traveled here to Finland, it reminds me of Minnesota and the Michigan area, to see the countryside with the many lakes. And then as far as the people, it's also been interesting seeing the children here at services is very similar to the children back home in North America, with their friends there freely enjoying their time at services. So that's been much the same. Far as differences go, it's been hard to, because we don't know Finnish, it's harder to tell exactly when we visited through translators, that makes that part harder. But the visits that we have had with believers, with couples and other friends or believing people, has been the same. We've experienced the same unity of faith and spirit, and that's been uplifting for us on this trip.
We enjoyed our friend's summer cabin, and there we were able to do sauna and swim in the lake, which we can do at home too, because we have sauna and a pool at home.
So you do kind of a practice of Finnish way of life at home?
Yes, we do. Most nights we do sauna and then swim in the pool, even in the winter.
Okay. What about the services? How or do they at all, the services, differ from the ones at home?
They differ in the way of there being so many more people here. It's absolutely amazing to see the number of believers at the services.
So Marv, what does it feel like to give a sermon in Finland? Is that experience any different than it is from what it is in the States?
No, it's felt the same when we go to serve as brothers serving. I've felt and experienced here in Finland the prayers of the believers, both here and North America, and those prayers of God's children carry us in those duties, and we go with the prayer that God, our Heavenly Father, would filled the mouths of his servants and opened his word through the Holy Spirit. And so that is the same wherever brothers go to serve.
What about giving a sermon with a translator? Does that make it any different?
From the daily regular sermons, there's a little adjustment there to get used to the pauses and to pace our thoughts or our words to allow for the translator to be able to translate. But I have had experiences being translated in the United States, so it wasn't a completely new experience. And yeah, we trust God also even guides the translators to translate his word and that which the servant is preaching.
Has there been anything unlikely or surprising in your trip in Finland?
Traveling around Finland, I've been amazed at all the trees, all the forests, lots of uninhabited areas. I was surprised at that.
And on that note, in those travels with on the road system, we there in the States, everything's much further apart, and so we have the interstate highway system to travel, which I know is down more in southern Finland compared to up north. But so travel's been one thing, and back again on the services, just the amount of believers, and then trying to picture going from Opisto services to the big summer services as another complete scale bigger, as the Finnish believers here have shared. So someday maybe as a guest to experience those would be something we would one day imagine. It would be to be with that many believers is hard to imagine.
So in giving those sermons, you often give a lot of greetings from your home country. This is just a personal question. Do people actually come to you to carry those greetings here and tell them to us?
Yeah, thank you. They have in both our home congregation and then there when my wife and I were able to be at our LLC services at the beginning of July. Many dear believers that knew we were coming on this trip to Finland asked that their greetings be sent. And some personally knew believers here, and then others just in general remember the believers here on the same journey of faith and wanted that their greetings of love and God's peace be shared here.
Many friends asked us to bring greetings, and they realized we didn't know all the people they knew, but so that it was more of a general greeting. But yeah, definitely lots of friends asked.
So going back home from here, do you have anything you're taking with you? Any souvenirs or sweets or anything else that you're bringing home?
Maybe some candy and chocolates for the kids. I have a few gifts for people that helped us with watching our kids, cardamom. Yeah.
We'll have those small gifts and then the memories and feelings of the love of God's children here as we've been cared for on this mission trip. So, and we'll be happily bringing many greetings of love and God's peace back home to the believers there in our home congregation and also the broader North American Zion.
Thanks a lot, Marvin, Corinne, for the interview, and have a safe trip back home.
Thank you, and God's peace.
Yeah, thank you. God's peace.
God's peace. Marvia Corinne Wittenberg Seattlesta Yhdysvalloista kertoivat tässä 3 viikon mittaisesta Suomen matkastaan, joka on Marville ensimmäinen kerta koskaan Suomessa ja vaimolle Corinnelle toinen. He kertovat, että heidän alueensa seurapaikka, joka Yhdysvalloissa uskovaisille on monesti kirkko, oli hiljattain palannut, mutta seurien pitämistä päästiin jatkamaan, kun läheltä löytyi sopiva rakennus ja Jumala on siunannut myös jälleen rakennustyötä. He kertovat myös, että matka Suomessa on muistuttanut heitä Pohjois-Amerikan maisemista ja seuroista. Erityisesti seuroihin osallistuvien määrä täällä on huomattavasti ja ilahduttavasti ollut suurempi kuin uskovaisten vuori, he kuvasivat täällä opistoseuroissa. Ja Marv mainitsikin, että ei osaa kuvitellakaan, minkälaista suviseuroissa olisi niin ison uskovaisten joukon kanssa.